Welcome to 1080 Titan Security Briefing, your weekly update on staying secure at home and in your business. I'm Chris Wilson, your cybersecurity coach and small business advisor. Let's dive in. In this episode, we're going to lock down the smart devices you already own so they stop being the weak link.
Here's why that matters fast. An insecure device can leak video or audio, expose account credentials, or let an attacker move from a camera into your business systems. Privacy, money, and operations, all at risk from one overlooked gadget.
You don't need to be an IT expert to fix this. You need three things done, in order. Find every device and lock the basics, keep IoT off your main network, and keep those devices maintained. I'll walk you through how, in plain English.
First, inventory and lock the basics. How do you find every gadget? Start at your router. Most let you view connected devices. Open the apps you use for cameras, doorbells, lights, and plugs. Look for device names like camera, IP cam, or any model numbers you don't recognize. Write them down.
Change any account using a default username or password right away. Don't overthink it. Pick a unique, strong password you won't reuse. Use a password manager if you can. It makes this painless. And when a vendor offers two-factor authentication, enable it. Simple. Effective. Done.
Quick tip. Take a photo of the device label and the back panel, model and serial numbers, and store that with your notes. It saves time when you're checking for firmware updates or talking to support.
Second, don't put smart devices on the same network as your business systems. Why? Because devices that are easy to jump into, like consumer cameras or smart plugs, can be a bridge to more valuable targets.
For homeowners, create a separate guest or IoT Wi-Fi network on your router. Use WPA3 if available, or WPA2 with a long passphrase if not. Turn on client isolation when the router supports it, so devices can't talk to each other unnecessarily. That's a big reduction in risk for very little trouble.
For small offices, ask your IT provider to set up VLANs or network segmentation so IoT devices can't reach internal servers or your point of sale. Remember the bakery. The camera was on the same SSID as the POS. That's how the attacker moved laterally. Don't let that happen to you.
And one thing people try that doesn't help much, hiding your Wi-Fi name. It's a cosmetic move. Real protection comes from unique passwords, network separation, and proper updates. Got it? Good.
Third, maintain devices. Enable automatic firmware updates where possible. Disable features you don't use, remote cloud access, UPnP, open ports, and turn them off. Schedule a quick check every 3 months and ask this question. Is the device still receiving updates from the manufacturer?
If a camera or hub hasn't had updates in 2 years, plan to replace it. Old, unpatched devices are like unlocked doors. They invite trouble. Retirement timelines aren't glamorous, but they're effective.
Now, let's make this actionable with a short weekly checklist you can finish in under an hour. Step 1. Change any default passwords right now. Step 2. Move devices to a guest or IoT SSID and verify client isolation. Step 3. Turn on automatic updates and remove unnecessary remote access. Do those three things and you've cut most common IoT risks immediately.
If you run a small business, add this. Ask your IT provider to review firewall rules so IoT networks can't reach internal file shares, servers, or payment systems. That's the operational step that closes the loop.
You might be thinking, sounds technical. Can I really do this myself? Yes. Most modern routers and device apps make these changes straightforward. Start small. Focus on the three priorities, and you'll see immediate gains.
Here's the thing most won't get. Security isn't about perfection. It's about removing the easiest path for attackers. Change defaults, isolate IoT, and keep devices updated. Those moves make you a far less attractive target.
One sentence takeaway. Change defaults, isolate IoT, and keep devices updated. Do those three things, and you've stopped most common attacks against smart devices.
If you want a ready-to-use one-page checklist with exact steps and example phrases to use when you change passwords or talk to your IT provider, join the show email list. The link's in the episode description, and I'll send the downloadable IoT checklist straight to your inbox.
Thanks for listening to 1080 Titan Security Briefing. I'm Chris Wilson, and I hope today's briefing helped you feel more confident about your security. Share this with someone who could use a quick checkup, and make sure you're following the show so you never miss a weekly update. Stay safe out there, and remember, stay practical, not perfect. Thanks for listening to 1080 Titan Security Briefing. Stay briefed, stay secure.